Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with World News. The headlines. US pauses sanctions on Iranian oil stranded at sea to help curb soaring energy prices. Iran and Israel continue to exchange strikes. EU chief Ursula von der Leyen says European Union will find ways to pay out promised 90 billion euro loan to Ukraine. Eid al-Fitr marking culmination of holy month of Ramzan being celebrated today. In Auckland Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma to take on Nozomi Okuhara of Japan, while Isharani Borua to face Thailand's Pichamon Optaniput in semi-finals of women's singles in France this evening. The West Asia conflict involving the United States-Israel alliance and Iran is intensifying rapidly. Fresh military strikes and retaliatory attacks on key energy infrastructures in Gulf countries are further escalating tensions in the region and casting a shadow over the celebrations of Eid al-Fitr and Persian New Year of Nowruz. U.S. officials have announced that the Trump administration will lift sanctions on Iranian oil stranded at sea under a one-month license as the White House tries to bring down soaring oil prices. The pause applies to Iranian oil loaded on ships till yesterday and is set to end on the 19th of next month. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump, in a social media post, has ruled out a ceasefire with Iran. President Trump also said the United States is considering winding down war in Iran, but that other nations must guard the Strait of Hormuz, a vital shipping lane for about 20% of the world's oil. Earlier, President Trump escalated his rhetoric against NATO allies, labeling them as cowards for their refusal to join the US-led military campaign against Iran. In a social media post, Mr. Trump dismissed the alliance as a paper tiger without American support and criticized NATO members for complaining about high oil prices while refusing to help secure the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump spoke to reporters about the war in Iran before departing the White House for his Mar-a-Lago residence in Palm Beach, Florida.
NATO's gone down a long way because they should be helping with the Strait. They get much of their energy from the Strait of Hormuz. And if Lindsey Graham said that, and don't forget, he was the big NATO guy for a while, and now he's not. And a lot of senators and congressmen, they're very upset with the fact that NATO has done nothing.
Two things. Fact number one, Israel acted alone against the...
On the other hand, Iran fired on Israel and energy sites in neighboring Gulf Arab states and threatened to expand its retaliatory attacks to include recreational and tourist sites worldwide. In response, Israel pounded Tehran with airstrikes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will stop attacking the gas field that Iranians depend on for most of their electricity at the request of U.S. President.
Two things. Fact number one, Israel acted alone against the Slawia gas compound. Fact number two, President Trump asked us to hold off on future attacks, and we're holding it. What happens if the... are there any signs that the Iranian regime is cracking? A lot of signs. A lot of signs. I wish I could divulge all of them, but I see that. But will I tell you, will I commit right now that it's going to collapse? I can tell you that working to create the conditions for it to collapse, but it may survive, it may not. If it survives, it'll be a lot weaker.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said the European Union, EU, will find ways to pay out the promised 90 billion euro loan to Ukraine despite Hungary's ongoing resistance. Leyen was speaking to reporters after a summit in Brussels where EU leaders failed to convince Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban to lift his blockade on the vital EU loan to Ukraine. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz called Orban's veto an unprecedented act of serious disloyalty. The Hungarian Prime Minister has resisted requests by other European leaders to lift his blockade on the EU loan to Ukraine.
Two things. Fact number one, Israel acted alone against the Slawia gas compound. Fact number two, President Trump...
Let me turn to the 90 billion euro support loan for Ukraine. A decision was taken by the European Council in December, and there was one condition, the condition that three countries would not participate in the loan. That condition has been fulfilled. So let us be clear about where we stand. The loan remains blocked because one leader is not honoring his word. But let me reiterate what I already said in Kyiv. We will deliver one way or the other.
Our apologies for playing the wrong clip at the wrong time. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has sent an official delegation to the United States in an effort to move forward suspended negotiations aimed at ending the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Zelensky said he had sent representatives to the U.S. for a meeting. However, the White House did not confirm any meeting. Meanwhile, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Russia would not participate in the upcoming discussions in the U.S. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Eid al-Fitr is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in various parts of the country today. The festival marks the culmination of the fasting month of Ramzan. On the occasion, faithfuls dressed in traditional attire are offering Eid prayers at Eidgahs and mosques. They exchange greetings and visit relatives and friends, sharing sweets along with warm wishes. In Delhi, main Eid congregations are being held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpur Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. In Sri Lanka, people are celebrating Eid al-Fitr today with prayers, charity and community gatherings. Since early morning, large congregations have gathered at mosques and open grounds nationwide, with one of the main assemblies held at Gal Face Green in Colombo, as families and friends exchange greetings and embrace the festive spirit. In Bangladesh, President Mohammad Shahabuddin and Prime Minister Tariq Rahman extended greetings to the nation, calling for unity, compassion and shared prosperity. Across the country, the festive mood has been tempered by economic pressures, with rising prices of essential commodities placing strain on low-income families. In South Korea, 10 people were killed after a fire in an auto parts factory in the central city of Daejeon. 59 people were also injured in the blaze, likely triggered by an explosion, while 4 others are missing. The Korean Ministry of Interior and Safety said 25 victims sustained serious injuries. More than 500 firefighters, police and emergency personnel were deployed to contain the fire and conduct rescue operations. India and Bhutan have signed a Memorandum of Understanding on postal cooperation, providing a structured framework for collaboration between India Post and Bhutan Post. The MOU aims to promote cooperation in areas such as postal operation, technology development, capacity building, logistics connectivity, philately and knowledge exchange. The agreement was signed between the Ministry of Communications and Bhutan's Infrastructure and Transport Ministry during the ongoing Bhutan visit of the Secretary of the Department of Posts. In Orléans Masters Badminton, India's Tanvi Sharma will take on former world champion Nozomi Okuhara of Japan in the semi-finals of women's singles at Palais des Sports in France this evening. Tanvi defeated Japan's sixth seed Natsuki Nidaira 21-14 in the quarterfinal clash yesterday. In the other last four clash, India's Isharani Borua will face Thailand's Pichaman Obatniput tonight. Isharani stormed into the semi-final after Malvika Bansod retired midway during the women's singles quarterfinal match while lagging 9-21-7-15 in an All-Indian clash. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US pauses sanctions on Iranian oil stranded at sea to help curb soaring energy prices. Iran and Israel continue to exchange strikes. EU chief Ursula von der Leyen says European Union will find ways to pay out promised 90 billion euro loan to Ukraine. Eid al-Fitr marking culmination of holy month of Ramzan being celebrated today. In Orléans Masters Badminton, Tanvi Sharma to take on Nozomi Okuhara of Japan, while Isharani Borua to face Thailand's Pichaman Uptiput in semi-finals of women's singles in France this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.